Well, I'm very pleased to have this opportunity to come to Bentiu and to Unity State because, of course, this is where there are so many people who are both vulnerable and have needs. And my job as the humanitarian chief for the United Nations is to find out all that we are doing and what more we can do to help protect people so they feel safe. So when they flee from fear, they have the chance to be protected. Secondly, that they can have water and food, particularly to sustain their children. And above all, to make sure that we have a chance to give the incentive for peace to happen in this country. So many people have suffered, and it's very important, I see with my own eyes, so we can do everything we can to make the case, to be an advocate for the people here, and to raise the resources that enable this very well-designed camp to be both sustained and indeed to expand, whilst there are, I'm told, about 1,000 people a day arriving for a registration, and it's very important we marshal the resources to be able to support all these people.
Stephen, so what do you like to share with the people, with the international community on humanitarian situation in this country, since you came to this country?
Well, I've been to South Sudan many times before in various roles, both as a charity worker and as a minister. But now in my role for the UN, what I really want to hear and to see is that people feel that they are in a place of safety, that they are able to start rebuilding their lives, and that they are able to get the necessary nutrition and the water for their children and their families. And above all, the burdens tend to fall upon children and women, and we need to really protect them. And people who have vulnerabilities like disabilities, we need to make sure that they are all supported and protected. And in a camp like this, which of course we all hope there will be a chance for people to return to their homes in due course. But above all, the best dividend of all that we are doing is if peace could be achieved. And so we urge through the various UN agencies and through the various NGOs and the humanitarian community, we urge the leaders, the warring parties, to find a way forward that is peaceful, and then we can start supporting people here to rebuild their lives. These are innocent civilians who don't deserve to be in this state of fear, and that's why this place of safety is so important for them.
As you know, Stephen, many people in South Sudan have been displaced by current conflict in these countries. If the political leaders of this country may have a chance to listen to us, what special message do you like to share with them about peace in this country, Stephen?
Well, I was able to speak with the president and indeed with leaders of South Sudan and to speak with many members of the government of South Sudan yesterday. I made a very strong case that we need peace. That is the number one priority. Whilst that is being sought, we do need to make sure that people who are fleeing in fear, who have had everything taken away from them, who are worried about whether they can find water and food for their children, we need to provide the humanitarian support. Many people have suffered terribly. There have been terrible atrocities. This is a terrible time for many, many people across many parts of South Sudan. And everything we can do as the international community, as the various NGOs, both national and international, should all work together and build upon what is already some extraordinarily good work here. I would also say to the leaders, it's vital that the humanitarian workers are always given access and that they are allowed to do their work in safety. We have had terrible times of humanitarian workers who are only here to support and to do good with the people of South Sudan have themselves been attacked. Some have even been killed. This is unacceptable, and one of the messages we have is that humanitarian workers, wherever they come from, must be given both access and safety to carry out their good work to help build the new partnership that is South Sudan in the future.
What is your final word to the people of South Sudan?
We are here because we want to work with you to give you the hopes and dreams. I was here when the independence came about. That was surrounded with the aspiration for hope and the opportunity that would bring to the people of South Sudan after so many decades of fighting and of struggle. We are all disappointed that we are not seeing those hopes and those dreams realized today. If we had peace, if there was no more war, if there was no more fighting, no more violence, no more fear, then people would be able to start rebuilding their lives and to have the opportunities that independence was meant to herald. So let's all work together, including the leaders, the government of South Sudan, and of course all the humanitarian workers, all the various agencies of the United Nations, and all those beyond, in order to try and bring that about and at last deliver on those hopes and dreams and opportunities which the South Sudanese people deserve.